50 years ago, the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War was nearing its peak. Some 485,000 American troops were in South Vietnam. U.S. involvement in the war would go on for another 6 years. In less than 2 weeks, Maine Public Television will begin airing Ken Burns' documentary about the Vietnam War. But beginning later this morning, here on Maine Public Radio, we're going to air a series of what we're calling Courageous Conversations about the Vietnam War and its impact. Joining me now to talk about the project, Maine Public's president, Mark Vogelzang. Good morning, Mark.
Nice to be here, Erwin. Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about the project.
It's fascinating to hear some of these Vietnam vets' stories in their own words. And we've encouraged people to go to a website and share their courageous conversations in words, written material. But we decided, because they were so powerful, to see if they would work on the air. So what we've done is taken these veterans' recollections, memories, memoirs, and had them read by a different voice, but we're hearing their perspective on what it was like to serve in Vietnam in 1967 or 69 or 72. Fascinating.
What have we been hearing so far?
Well, I think there's tremendous interest in Ken Burns' Vietnam production, 18 hours over 10 nights, because everybody knows of how powerful the Civil War was. But underneath, there's a deep desire to have a conversation about the Vietnam War, because it's still underneath the surface in American society. You see it in the politics of today. The protesters, the losses of the people who were injured and never recognized, the people who came home and were never properly thanked. So there's a tremendous pent-up demand to talk about it.
I know we've asked not only for the impressions of veterans themselves, but others who were impacted by the war. Have we heard from folks who experienced Vietnam on the home front and came away with stories?
One of our panelists, who is at the Veterans Center in Augusta, has talked about it in terms of there's some guilt that's carried. He served during the Vietnam War, but away from Vietnam. And he says he carries guilt with him for not actually having been able to get to Vietnam. And that's something he deals with every single day. Some of these folks, you know, they've carried this with them for 45 or 50 years. Now they're retired. Now they may have more time on their hands, and they want to talk about it, but have not found a way to talk about it all these years.
Vietnam, of course, was, as you mentioned, a very divisive event for this country. Beyond the marking of the half-century milestone we're passing through, are there other goals that Ken Burns had in mind for his documentary, or we did, for airing these recollections?
My sense, Erwin, is that Ken is trying to ask questions that maybe don't have answers, but to prompt a discussion at the national level. And Maine has one of the top three or four or five number of veterans who have served in Vietnam per capita in the country. And we thought there would be a place, and we've been proven right, that people are responding to this Courageous Conversations series. They're telling us their stories and telling others their stories. One 200-page memoir that was posted online. Amazing.
Mark Vogelzang, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark is the president and chief executive officer of Maine Public. Ken Burns' television documentary, Vietnam, premieres Sunday evening, September 17th.